This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Enough of this. Since they're not going to play it many times at home because they only played after wins, last night was only the second time, that franchise is a joke. The team is a joke. Their two highest players have become a joke. They are a joke. But I don't know who's laughing. Really. The fans, you know, the Kool-Aid drinkers are from years ago, but there's still fans that just, you know, they follow. It's like following the Pied Piper. Hey, yeah, follow me. I'm great. Joel Embiid bails out again last night. The Eagles play a big game on Sunday. And by the way, welcome. It's on this Saturday morning. I'm Howard Eskin. We're here at the Borgata at the Sportsbook, as we are on Saturdays. It's just awful. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Joel Embiid didn't play last night back at home because I think he was afraid he was going to get booed. Not afraid. He knew he was going to get booed. Now, it may not have been all the fans. Some fans are still foolish enough to support this guy. But it is a farce. And then he's out on Sunday. First, and somebody's lying. All right, somebody's lying. During the day, they list Joel Embiid as questionable. And then after he's not playing, then the Sixers, somebody fed Shams the story, oh, he's got knee swelling. Well, if he had knee swelling, he wouldn't have been questionable during the day. They would have listed him as doubtful. But they listed him as questionable, and then he said, yeah, I don't want to play. I didn't see him. Now, I didn't go to the game last night because I came to the Borgata, but there were no shots of him that I saw on TV. And if he was on the bench, which he obviously was not, he wasn't out there with his team. The whole thing is a complete and utter joke. It's an utter and complete joke. 10-9-8-76ers. Clap your hands. Clap your hands for what? What are we clapping our hands for? This team is a joke. I'll get into McCain later, who's a nice guy and he's playing well, but he's got to act like he's been there before. You know, grow up, bro. Just grow up. But I'll get into that in a little while. But the Embiid thing, somebody is lying. Somebody is lying. He just didn't want to play. He just didn't want to play. And he does not playing on Sunday. And I guess he hopes it calms down by Wednesday. And he's still going to get booed on Wednesday. And that's part of the three-game homestand. I would not be surprised that he doesn't play on Wednesday. Here are the two highest players on the team, signed by that fraud of a president general manager, a total fraud, Daryl Morey. He signs Paul George to a contract that nobody else, even the Clippers didn't even like Paul George. And I don't think the fans like him out there either. And I was told don't bet on the fact that he won't play the night the Sixers play the Clippers in L.A. Bet on that he won't play because the fans don't like Paul George. You know, and I don't know enough about Paul George to tell you, but he takes games off too. It's just now he may have a legitimate injury now, but you look at his history other than last year for the four previous years, he averaged like 50-some games a year. Complete farce. Complete farce. So the fraud, Daryl Morey, signs him to a four-year deal at a max at $212 million. And then when he knew, and the Sixers knew that Joel Embiid had knee problems because he didn't get the surgery to completely fix it last year, and they knew when they signed him. By the way, you give physicals to guys. You don't give a three-year extension on top of the 2 years he already has at max. So he's going to make $62.5 million counting this year for the next 5 years. It's a complete joke. And the other thing that I've found out, and I've mentioned this in the past, the guys, the other executives in the NBA do not respect or like. You don't have to like them, but they don't respect Daryl Morey. He's just not respected by anybody. And Josh Harris, let's go to the ownership, who's another joke, and all he cares about is making money and not about winning. And that's what it comes down to. But they want an arena. They want an arena in the middle of an area that would be a complete financial and infrastructure disaster. Disaster. But the Sixers paid off all the city politicians in the form of donations. They paid them off. So they're probably going to approve it. I don't know that it'll still ever get built. They'll probably approve it. Like, you create traffic problems. It's not going to bring business. Concerts really aren't going to go there. Why would they go there? And then they'd have to shut off streets if you even had a concert there to park the trailers. It would be a joke. But all they care about is their money, not about wins. They are crapping on the fans. I won't use the word on the air. They are crapping on the fans. Absolutely awful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Sixers. 6, 9, 8, 76. Again, give me a break. Clap your hands. For what? For what? All right, we'll talk about that. And I really want to find out if fans, and there are people that, you know, just follow the Pied Piper. Joel, oh yeah, raises his hand when he scores one basket, took him to the third quarter, and yeah, give cheer for me. You know, cheer this. It's a joke. Do you still support Joel Embiid with what he's doing to you? You know, people that have tickets, you're stuck. You're stuck. I have a friend that has tickets for Sunday. Oh, great. You're not going to see Embiid or Paul George. That's great. Oh, you're going to pay for McCain? That's all right. Hey, good young player. But there's some things that I want to address with him, too. The Eagles play on Sunday. I think this game's going to be close. Well, obviously the Rams are a good team. And there's going to be a point that the Eagles are going to have to pass the ball more. You know, it's great that Saquon Barkley's playing great. It's great that he's running the ball really well. And I get it, and I understand that. It really protects the quarterback from throwing the ball more. But there's going to be a point, and Kellen Moore mentioned it this week, that they're going to have to throw the football more. And this might be one of those days that they're going to have to throw it more. But we'll talk about that, and you can talk about that. Pat Beverly, who's no longer in the NBA, turned into a stiff. Everybody has a podcast. Everybody has a podcast. You know, and I'm surprised that homeless people don't have podcasts in Philadelphia. There's enough of them. Generate a podcast. Everybody has one. But Pat Beverly defended Joel Embiid for being late. You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me. We'll play that today. A little change in time today for Mark Lawrence at about 9:10 to take a look. We'll normally have it at 9:40, but today we'll have it at 9:10. Take a look at the weekend football and the Eagles game, obviously, the college and the pros. But I do want to hear from you. The Phillies, by the way, still silent. They're going to do something. They're not getting Juan Soto. Let's relax on that. It's just too much money. And then all Scott Boras does is try to get more teams involved. And I don't think the Phillies want to be suckered into generating a higher number for him somewhere else. And that's all Scott Boras does. He's one of the worst things that's happened to baseball. He's the agent for Juan Soto and other players as well. All right, let me give you the numbers. But you know them. 215-592-9494. Yeah, just clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands. For what? For what? This team sucks. Cheating the fans. Have another one. Cheating the fans. Simon, you're on WIP.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You can clap your hands for Jared McCain. Can't you clap your hands? He's no Markelle Fultz. He's no Ben Simmons out on display. Ben got a defensive rebound. Instead of slamming, nobody was around him. Instead of putting it back up with a two-handed dunk, he tried to lay it in.
I know. You know what? We got to forget Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is in the rear view.
Jared McCain has hit 30 points or more at least twice, I believe, on a crappy team.
Okay. All right. And you know what? Let me address that. Without Embiid and Paul George on the court most of the time, and he was without Maxey, there's a lot more shots that are available. And again, last night, they're without, you know, between Paul George and Embiid, that's got to be, 25 shots minimum?
What really blew me away? What blew me away, I can't walk. I'm 66, Howard. So the last, 8-9 years, remember the old ABA? It was like the Wild West, no defense. You know, I watched the slide of NBA ball. I only really watched at the playoffs. You know, that's not even worth watching, honestly, to really watch. And I turned on the game the other night, and Embiid drives, and he misses. And he ran to the very end of the row behind the basket, meaning he goes out of bounds, and he keeps going. Like a football player scores a touchdown that runs into the tunnel.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if he just was out of control. I don't know.
He's immature, and he's out of control.
Let me ask this question. I asked a question to start the show. Yep. Have you finally said, I've had it with Joel Embiid?
No, you have to have. So here's the thing. Okay, I grew up in the Bronx.
No, I mean, it's a simple question. Yes or no?
No, because you need the right guy to get in his face. You need to have a coach that...
Well, that's not the point, but he's done. He's done. He's got a knee injury that will never get better, but he's got to play with it. Everybody plays with injuries. He's done. He's about himself. He's lazy. He doesn't care about championships. He cares about personal awards. That's all he cares about.
So let me ask you something. How much of it is in his head and how much of it is physical? Is it 50-50? He's messed up in the head 50%? Or because I don't really know them. I'm not a
messed
doctor.
Up in the head.
Know.
He's selfish. What do you mean, how much? He's selfish.
He's immature. He's immature.
You know what? He's 30. He's 30 years. He's over 30 years old. Don't give me. Don't make an excuse for him. I asked the question. I want an answer. I want an answer. Have you given up on Joel Embiid? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I didn't give up on him yet. I gave up on Paul George.
You know, you're embarrassing. You're embarrassing.
Paul George is in the world. He's not playing. They're paying him a fortune.
He's done. He's about himself. He's selfish. He's lazy. He doesn't listen to the coach. What's that?
I hope I call you during the playoffs. And say,
you know, like, who cares? They're done in the playoffs anyway. Come on,
man. They may not make the playoffs the way they're doing.
Like, you know, clap your hands. The theme of the day, clap your hands. For what? Let's go to Trey. Trey, you're on WIP.
Morning, Al.
Hey, how are your Cowboys doing?
Stink, bro.
They stink. They stink.
But guess what? At the end of the year, you'll be in the same place as the Eagles. You ain't winning nothing. You know,
Wait a minute. Same place. The Cowboys aren't even going to get a sniff of making the playoffs.
Who cares about the playoffs? What are you going to win when it's all said and done? You want a participation trophy or you want to win? You ain't going to win. You never win.
Well, you got to win during the season to have a chance to win at the end.
Yeah, sure. You won one time ever.
You're delusional, too. Yeah, Cowboys fans are the sickest morons in America.
Yeah, but I was calling because, like...
Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to question you about the Cowboys, that's all.
That's all good. Since 1983, right, the Eagles won as much as the Sixers, right? But yet you praise the Eagles like they're... You know, because they get second and third place participation trophy.
That's ridiculous. The Sixers haven't gotten past the second round in the last 10 years. They have not been to the finals since 83. The Eagles won. They've been to Super Bowls.
They've been to what?
Three. The Sixers.
Wow, good job.
Well, but don't compare them to the Sixers.
It's 40 years, man. 40 years. Like do you flash Howie Roseman for signing a Bowie Huff from the Jets? No, you never say nothing. Do you bash Roseman for trading for Dotson for a third round pick who can't even get on the field? No, you never say nothing.
Wait a minute, he's on the field now.
Wait.
Hey, listen, the Dotson trade right now looks like a bad trade.
What does the Huff signing look like?
Huff looks like, but what about Baum?
About who?
Zach Baum.
All right. That's it.
What do you mean, all right?
Okay, it's all right.
What do you mean, all right? What about the first two picks in the draft?
Okay, but that's just...
You know what? You are beyond a moron. You are a dope. All right? Cowboys fans are they're a bigger disgrace than people that still root for Joel Embiid. Hey, you know what? I made a mistake this morning. In honor of Joel Embiid, I should have started the show 15 minutes late. I should have been late. You know what? Why not follow a leader? Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands. David, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Listen, I told you that I wanted to say something about the Eagles, but can I say one quick thing about Embiid?
Yeah.
They're not going to win nothing with him. And here's the thing. If they keep him, here's what they
never
were.
They never were.
But here's what they have to do, Howard. They have to stop letting the offense run through him. You don't come, you don't practice much, you know, and then soon you come, you want to shoot the ball all the time. You want to be the star. No, don't let the ball run through him.
Well, no, here's what I would do to him, and it would piss him off, but who cares anymore? I would say, Joel, you're not to take a three-point shot. I don't care if there's nobody else on the floor. Well, if there's nobody else on the floor, you would drive to the basket. But I don't care if there's not a defender within 10, 15 feet of you. You are not to take a three-point shot.
Exactly, because all he wants to do is stand out there on the three-point line.
Well, because he gets tired if he goes from baseline to baseline.
Yeah,
that's why he goes from foul line to foul line. That's why he goes from foul line.
Hey, listen, then he want to be a point guard.
So you're done with Embiid. You're one of the guys that are done. You're done.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Howard, now with the Eagles, I get mad when everybody keeps saying, what are they going to do when they have to throw the ball more? They're going to throw the ball. What do you mean? They played half the season without A.J. They played without Goddard. The other darn receiver was out.
Yeah, Devontae Smith's out on Sunday, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying during the regular season, all these guys is out here and there. A.J. played, what, half the season? Imagine if he played the whole season.
Well, he didn't. He played more than half the season, but he's missed a lot of games. Yeah, but I get it. But here's the deal. First of all, success in running the ball, that's great. But I think it really is a it really puts Jalen Hurts at less risk because you have to throw the ball in.
Quarterback at less risk if you're throwing the ball, if you're running the ball.
Yeah, but he's been prone to turnovers. So
Howard,
I think the Rams are going to try to shut down
Howard,
the run on
why
Sunday.
Why come all these other quarterbacks got way more turnovers than Jalen? Because they're throwing the ball a lot. Mahomes, who is the greatest in the
world. Well, Mahomes is not having a good year. Mahomes is not having a good year.
They go down the list of these other quarterbacks.
Yeah, but in the past, he's not been like that. He's not having
Mahomes
a good year.
Mahomes always have turnovers. And can I say this before you hang up on me, Howard?
Sure.
I went back and looked at Joe Montana's record for turnovers and laughed. I actually laughed. He got 260, I think it was, turnovers. But it was 14, 15 a game. I'm in a year, not a game, but I'm in a game.
No, he threw more passes than that, more than 14, 15 passes.
No, I'm talking about
passes.
Turnovers, interceptions.
Well, 14's not the worst.
Well, they said
you know,
James
I'm trying to think what the
15.
Average is. I don't know. Joe Montana's the greatest quarterback that ever played in the NFL.
Well, he threw a lot of interceptions.
Okay, well, we'll see.
I'm not saying he's not great, Howard. I'm saying you can be great throwing interceptions.
Okay, and, you know,
we'll see. And yeah. I'll call you back when Jalen's doing good. Love
you know what? We all hope he's doing better this year than he did last year. And everybody hopes he improves on top of that. Yeah,
hey, Howard,
I mean, listen.
He already improved.
Well, he improved from last year. But after the Super Bowl year, that was last year. He did not have a good year. Would you acknowledge
what
that?
What other quarterbacks do besides
you know what? I'm not talking about other quarterbacks.
But
we all hope he. It's enough. I'm not going to debate this. He's having a better year this year than he did last year. And last year was not a good year. Anybody that can't acknowledge that. Yeah, hey, listen. Jalen Hurts has a chance to be a really, a very good quarterback as he was his Super Bowl year. He has it. There's no question. But if he throws the ball more, it puts him more at risk, and we'll see how he processes things. And because that was really kind of one of his issues. The pass, the interception against Dallas. If he had thrown it like a second or a second and a half earlier, the receiver was Goddard, was open. But again, hey, listen, nobody's perfect, and he's better this year. I mean, don't misread that. He is better this year. Oh, here come the Cowboys fans out of the woodwork. They suck. I don't want to hear about their Super Bowls. You got to dust off those trophies. Those rings are the size of rings you get in a Cracker Jack box now. They're so small. That's how small they made Super Bowl rings when they won. I mean, it's just Cowboys fans are the biggest dopes, not just in America. In the world. 215-592-9494. We come back. I want to play another apologist for Joel, Mr. Late Embiid. he wants to find who leaked the information about the meeting. Rather than get better and don't be late so you don't have to do that, it shouldn't have been Maxey. It should have been the head coach or Daryl Morey, the fraud. And I'm not sure about Nick Nurse either. I'm not sure. I'm not giving you an opinion. I'm not sure about Nick Nurse either. But whatever. It's just, you know, he's worried about who leaked it because he's a piece of, he used a word we can't use. All right. Fine. Don't be late. Don't be late. So my question is, and it's, if we're split now, how many people still believe in Joel Embiid? I don't know how you can. I'm Howard Eskin at the Borgata. The time is 8:24. I remind everybody, clap your hands for your 76ers and Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid won't play 40 games this year. I made a comment earlier in the year, or before the season started, that Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey will not play in the same game more than 35 games. I was high. I was high. Oh, my gosh. It really is a joke. All right, before we go back to the phones, Pat Beverly, like every player in the NBA now, has a podcast. They all think they're stars. I have a podcast. You have a podcast. I'm telling you, the homeless in Philadelphia ought to have a podcast. But whatever the case, Pat Beverly, who is an irrelevant player, he's now playing out of the country, on his podcast, defended Joel Embiid. And wait till you hear this. Defended Joel Embiid for being late. All right, let's hear from Pat Bev.
You're not on time. It can rub off some people, but if you're not on time and you get 70,
yeah,
right. It's been times with Joel Embiid wasn't on time to practice, and you know me. Come on, Joe, man. What's up, G? Come on, man. Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Be better, Joe. Be great, Joe. Be great. And then his response would be like, "What the f- man? I'm." An hour and a half away. I mean, I had to get up 2 hours, you know, before, because everyone doesn't live the same spots.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, what we go do? Give me the ball. That same night, he had 50 and we won.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like he's apologizing for him. And Joel Embiid says he has to get up early to go to work. He's making $62.5 million a year. You could put, well, I can't say all the listeners because there's probably some wealthy people. I'm sure there's some wealthy people out there. 99.9% of our listeners in their lifetime will not make one third of what Joel Embiid makes in a year. I mean, it's like an absolute disgrace. But clap your hands, everybody. Chris, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Real quick, before I get to my Phillies point, the Sixers fans are delusional. They're like Cowboy fans. You can't believe in these guys. They stink. Embiid is horrible. I agree with you 100%. And your son Spike is a dope for trying to defend him.
Yeah, he's kind of caught in the middle. He's now criticized him, but he still finds different ways to come to his defense. But at least he started... He started to understand that he's just not good for this team. But he thinks Daryl Morey's a Hall of Famer. In my Daryl Morey would have to pay double for admission into the Basketball Hall of Fame. For admission.
The only way he should get into the Hall of Fame is to buy a ticket. That's it. That's the only way.
He'd have to pay double if it was me. So just to answer that question that I asked to start the show, do you still believe in Joel Embiid, or are you done?
I've been done since he politicked his way to an MVP the Joker deserved. He should not have won that. He's all about himself. It's time for him to go. And you're not going to get anything for him. The tires are already falling off.
Yeah,
so you're going to need a $62 million
They waited
contract.
Too long. Again, the fraud Daryl Morey has... another guy that screwed up the organization. Yep.
Well, on the Phillies point.
Yeah.
So I see now Castellanos and all of them. Do you think they're going to move these guys, and that's how they're going to really make a push at Soto?
No, they're not getting Soto. All right. Let's.
I didn't say they were. I'm just saying you see in all this stuff where they're trying. It looks like they're.
Wait a minute.
Clearing space.
Castellanos makes $20 million a year. That's not even a drop in the bucket for Soto.
Stop.
They're looking at possibly. They got to do something to change the lineup. But Castellanos would not be the guy that I. He was probably more consistent of any of the players in that lineup. So
well, it might actually help if you don't back Schwarber. In the
but what are you going to get for Castellanos, really? Yeah, and they're putting it out there. They're floating it out there. They're floating.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, obviously Brad Marsh wouldn't even get two dozen donuts. Not Brad Marsh, Brandon Marsh.
God.
I always say Brad. Yeah, he couldn't even get you two dozen donuts. So that's a joke. Oh yeah, well, you know, we'll see what value Brandon Marsh has. What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Right.
I mean, you're showing him Boehm and Suarez. I don't think there's Boehm's probably the one that has the best value.
Yeah, Boehm clearly has the best value. Yeah, clearly.
That's
no
just
question.
My take,
but yeah, but they're going to do something, but it's not going to be Soto. They'll sign somebody because they have to.
Do you think Bergman or Arenado?
You know, the problem with Bergman is you have to give up a draft pick, and I don't think the Phillies like to give up draft picks. So that's going to be interesting to see. But I would take Bergman for sure. But
that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you figure you can trade Suarez. Because I mean, you figure after June, Painter's probably going to be the fifth guy in the rotation.
And he's going to be limited in his inning this year too.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Howard.
Take care. Let's go to Dave in Lawncrest. Dave, how are you?
All right, Mr. Eskin, I'm pretty good.
You can call me. You can call me Howard.
All right, Howard. The last caller, he said something about the Sixers fans are just like Cowboy fans. I want to correct him on that. I'm a Sixers fan. Don't ever compare me to any kind of Cowboy fan, ever. I don't agree with what's going on right now, okay, from top to bottom. But we're Sixers fans are not like Cowboy fans. Cowboy fans are in a league of their own, so he needs to take that back. As far as what's going on with Joel, one of the news stations confirmed that he wasn't even in the building last night. He didn't even show up for his teammates to sit on a bench.
Oh, is that right?
Them.
Yeah. I was not there because I come to the Borgata on Friday night for the show on Saturday. So I was not there. You know, now that makes it, that's even worse. The fact that he's not even in the building is a disgrace.
That's what our news station.
So, and after the start of the game, the Sixers fed what I believe is false information to Shams that he has knee swelling. Well, they had then if that's the case, they lied during the day because they said he was questionable. If he had knee swelling, they knew he would be doubtful for the game because he wouldn't play with knee swelling. So they lied about that. And Joel probably called him and said, you know, my knee hurts. I'm not coming. Which they couldn't even check it if he wasn't in the building. That's a disgrace. That is a disgrace.
He didn't show up. And anyway, Joel, maybe you wouldn't have your knee problem if you decided to you wanted to play in the Olympics. Maybe you would be in shape and you'd be strong. You know, he just looks uncoordinated out there.
Well, that's one of the problems. But I was told they've given him a program to rehab his knee, and he doesn't like it, so he's really not doing it.
Oh, thanks a lot, Joel.
And, so in other words, you don't believe in Joel Embiid anymore, right?
Well, listen, it's not just recently, but for a while I haven't because people say he's not a teammate. I don't see the killer instinct in him, you know, like Wilt had or some of these other great centers. You know, as long as he gets his award.
He's all about himself. I tried to tell people this for at least, I guess it's been at least 3 years, and people called me a hater. kiss my ass. You know, those people that called me a hater can kiss my rear end, because all I was doing was telling you what was going on here. I mean, it's a disgrace. He is a disgrace for a player that has that much ability. Now, I know he's had injuries, but for a player that has that much ability and doesn't care about his team and only cares about himself. Once he won the MVP, that was it. And then the gold medal, he'll say that's his championship. Where
they're gonna blow him. They'll blow him out of town, just like they did a lot of players who don't.
That's why I don't think he's playing these two games this weekend. And maybe if he feels it's worn off by Wednesday, he might play. He might not play in the last game of this home stretch.
The longer he don't show up, the more they're going to boo. You know, I know my people here in Florida. I know they're going to boo.
Yeah. So did you want to say something about the Eagles?
Well, you had a caller. You had a Cowboy guy call up. We give them too much airtime on TV and radio anyway, because they're the laugh. They ain't America's team. They're like the laughing stock.
Yeah, why are they America's team? Why are they America's team? I mean,
probably because of their cheerleaders, and they always used to be on TV. But they're the laughing stock of the NFL now.
Everybody's on TV now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, they always showed Dallas because they were winning.
But that was back in the day. Right. You're right. But they had Tom Landry, they had Roger Staubach, they had great players.
And that's why they started rooting for Dallas, because people wanted to be identified with the winner. But one of your callers called up and they said, well, you know, you just won one trophy and this and that. It's not – listen, we support – Eagles are like an extension of our family. We plan our Sundays around when they play. We go to their games. They're like family. It's in our play.
You worried about the Eagles on Sunday? You worried about that game on Sunday?
Well, look, I think they're playing better than the Rams. You know, anybody can beat anybody, but I think our defense is going to hold us down and win that game, Howard. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Hey, Dave, have a
27-20. Go ahead. 27-20, something like that, you know.
All right. Hey, Dave, have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. You know, I can't understand why Cowboys fans just don't give it up. Here's the problem. Cowboys fans are stupid. You can't help stupid. You can't teach stupid, because they're stupid. So, you know, it all falls into place. We're at the Borgata. Great to be here at the Borgata. Eagles in L.A. tomorrow. I'll leave this afternoon. Time now is 8:41. And what's happened at the Borgata? Everything happens at the Borgata. And when you come into the Borgata, and I've talked to quite a few people when I come in here on Friday nights, you talk to a few people, there's renovations going on, but it will be off the charts after they finish the renovations. They always do things to make the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa even better. The poker room is great. It's open 7 days a week. It's just everything's waiting for you. And it's only miles away from your happy place. The restaurants, always stop in and say hi. Busy, as always, last night. Always great. The bars, the live music, the big-name entertainment. Spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. All kinds of action here at the Borgata, and the spa is an award-winning spa. So you got everything going for you. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. TheBorgata.com for more details.
Clap your hands, everybody, for Philadelphia 76ers. Stomp your feet, everybody, for Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia, on the run, stand up and cheer, number one, Philadelphia, here they come, team of the year. One,
two, three, four, five, Sixers, team of the year. Oh my God, failure of the year. Failure of the year. Failure of the decade. Actually, they are the failure of the decade when you think about it. They haven't gotten past the second round in 10 years. Well, since this new ownership, 10 years, probably, well, longer than that. They haven't gotten to the conference final since 83. But it's all everybody else's fault rather than these guys. It's a joke. Okay. Well, I'll give you a little bit of clap your hands because they play it after wins, and there won't be that many of them. It was only the second one last night at the game. All right, it is dope time. D-O-P-E, dope time. Captain Cowboy, you dope.
Yeah, okay. King of the buffoons and idiots. First, let me address some comments that were made earlier. One, an idiot, lying Eagle fan who came on talking about, first off, the most blasphemous thing I ever heard, you compared Jalen Hurts to Joe Montana. How dare you, you idiot.
No, I didn't do it.
I know you didn't do it. I'm talking about the idiot that
Well, he talked about numbers, which is irrelevant.
And I'm about to dispute them. He said Joe Montana had 200-some interceptions. Lie. He's got 139 career interceptions, which Jalen Hurts will tie in about 2 years. That turnover machine, that glorified running back, that's all he is.
He's more than a glorified running back.
He's a bad thrower of the ball, and he can't read defense, okay? The Eagles team, now address you. You keep coming on here like my man said earlier.
Well, who has had more interceptions, Dak Prescott in the last 3 years or Jalen Hurts?
Look it up, Jalen Hurts.
Okay, I don't know
you
about that.
You come over here thumping your chest.
Dak Prescott stinks, by the way.
He
stinks.
After week of beating up the Sixers, beating up the Phillies, but then you don't come on here and say nothing about your real employer. And we know who
Wait a minute. Well, hold on. Is. First of all, I'm not paid by the Eagles. I'm paid by WIP.
Yes, you are.
Okay,
that's
stop. Here's the Eagles have won their last six games. The Cowboys might not win six games for the year.
And that's okay.
It is.
Guess what's going to happen? Yeah, because the Cowboys are a bad team. Like I told you weeks ago.
Okay.
And I told you about the Eagles.
Right.
And like my man said earlier,
dope.
Guess what? They're going to wind up in the same place with nothing. And now let me address the other idiot. Okay, so you think the Eagles are like your family? Really? Let me tell you something, buddy. Jalen Hurts doesn't care about you, doesn't know about you, and doesn't think about you. He's as much as your family as Dak Prescott is mine. We go to games just like y'all do. I've been to 5 Eagles-Cowboys games in this city. I've been to Dallas. I've been to D.C. I've yet to go to New York, and I'm trying to get there. And don't tell me about your fan base is better because you go to games. Really? That is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
Okay, shut up for a second. Shut up.
I keep telling you, you keep talking to me like that, I'm going to come down and see you.
You know what? I can't wait.
Okay, last time I caught you at the B Bar, where you at now? Where you be at?
At the sports book.
I'm going to take a Dak Prescott jersey and wrap it around your head.
Okay, all right, I can't wait. By the way, Jalen Hurts does a lot of stuff for the community. So when you say he doesn't care about people, he does it. But you said Jalen Hurts doesn't care about the city.
So I said Jalen Hurts doesn't care about him.
Well, yeah, but he cares about other people because, you know what, I can't deal with your idiocy, your disgrace as a human being. All right, I can't deal with it anymore.
You're a disgrace as a human being. Come on here,
you know what?
You lie. You work for the Eagles.
You know what?
For the Eagles.
You're gone. I'm looking at my foot right now, and I'm ready to put it up you know where. What a loser. What a loser. Kevin, you're on WIP. Hey, Kevin.
Howard, I want to go back before I talk about Jared McCain. To a year ago, Buddy Hield was on our team. He hit 6 three-pointers in the first half of our last playoff game and then didn't proceed to play at all in the third quarter. And he played in the fourth quarter, which essentially he sat for 45 minutes. We then come to this year. We have a rookie, which we draft. We have no one else on the team that can shoot. He doesn't play, essentially, for the first 5 games. Our head coach even mentioned he might put him in the D League to start the season. And now here we are, maybe a month later, he's up for Rookie of the Year, and he's our best player. What in the world is going on with our head coach?
Well, hold on. I don't know about Nick Nurse as a head coach and all those other things you said. I'd have to look back and see, you know, make sure that all that information is correct. But here's what I will say. Jared McCain is not the best player on the team. Tyrese Maxey is the best player on the team because he listens to the coach, plays hard, plays for his teammates. He obviously has taken a leadership role with calling out that stiff Joel Embiid. So he's the best player on the team. And up for rookie of the year, everybody's up for the rookie of the year. And now I can address Jared McCain ought to act like he's been there. And I know he hasn't been in the pros long enough. To say I'm the rookie of the year during the game. Hey, bro, check the calendar. It's November. There's a guy on the Lakers that says he's the rookie of the year. Stop with wanting awards. It's about winning games and thus winning championships. Jared McCain's a good guy, and obviously he's a scorer. I don't know if he can defend, and I don't know if they can be successful with 2-6-2 guards in the backcourt. But whatever the case may be, he's talented, and I give him that. But act like you've been there. Don't be mouthing off every time you make a basket, because you got to show respect for the game.
I'm not trying to say he's our overall best player. He's not.
No, he's not.
He's played the best on our team so far. I'm well aware of that.
Well, yeah, but Maxey's been hurt.
And
everybody else is hurt.
How do we start the season saying this kid will be in the D League when he's the only kid on the team that can
I'm going to explain that to you. To give him playing time, the only reason that would be the case, to give him playing time, because if Paul George would show up and play, and this last injury is a real injury, but he's got a history of not playing a lot of games. It's hard to get McCain on the court. So that's why he said the G League. That's why it would be the case, all right? And just understand why that. And I'm not going to defend Nick Nurse in a lot of cases. I'm not going to defend him at all for not telling Joel Embiid to be on time. That's his responsibility. It's a general manager and him and Nick Nurse. That's his responsibility, and he didn't do it. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. Another Cowboy fan. Chuck's going to put in his 2 cents. Everybody's going to put in there. You know what? Chuck's got to get up to 2 cents. I only got Chuck for a penny right now, but we'll see. We'll see what's going on. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, at the Sportsbook, at the Borgata. The time now is 8:56. 94 WIP. Howard Eskin here for hour number two. Sixers continue to be a disgrace to the city of Philadelphia, even what they won last night. Joel Embiid, and now somebody reported that he didn't play, so somebody lied during the day about him being questionable. If he had a swollen knee, which the Sixers obviously fed to Shams, a swelling in his knee, that he wouldn't have been questionable. He would have been doubtful for the game. So that's hocus pocus. And then he didn't even show up to the arena. It's enough already. It's enough. The guy is a loser. And I'll tell you something else. The NBA is a bad product. This nonsense, this NBA Cup, this tournament within the tournament, the regular season games, because they color the floor a different color, it's supposed to be special. Why don't you get a bunch of third and fourth graders to come out and just have an initiative for the kids to paint the floor the color that you want, so you do something else. Oh, the floor's a different color. There must be something different. It is the biggest joke in professional sports, this tournament within the season. And they're trying to figure out the All-Star game because nobody cares about that anymore. They're just going to create some kind of hocus pocus with that. The NBA Cup? What the hell is the NBA Cup? It's just the NBA Cup? Really? Like, because you paint the floor, it's a special, it's a tournament. It's just, it's a joke. It is a joke. Another joke in the NBA. Paulie in New York. What's happening, Paulie? Hey, Paulie. Hey, Paulie, turn down your radio there, cuz.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Turn your radio down. Can you turn the radio down there, genius?
Yeah, yes, now.
Okay, go ahead. I guess New Yorkers takes a little while to figure it out. You're on the air there, genius.
Ah, yeah, here we go. At least we got good management. y'all need to...
Good management, what, the Jets and the Giants? The Jets and the Giants have good management in New York?
No, the Giants had good management.
They haven't won for years. They haven't won for years.
I mean, hey, but back in them days, they were winning.
Back in them days. I mean, all these people, that their teams stink. It's like back in those days. And by the way, if Sheli Manning gets elected into the Hall of Fame in his first year, that's another disgrace, because he's got the right last name. He's got a 500 record for his career. More losing seasons than winning seasons. More losing seasons than winning seasons. All right?
How many chips do we have?
What?
Count his championships.
Oh, I don't even know.
He got two, right?
I can care less.
He got two. He got two rings.
Yeah, great. Yep. Yep. Are you there? Whew. People from New York just don't have a clue that they don't have a clue. Cowboy Jim. Hey, loser, what's happening?
First of all, thank you, Captain Cowboy. Thank you, Trey. You are both scholars and gentlemen. Thank you for pointing out the
gentlemen.
Obvious. You guys are my brothers. Thank you for always.
You know what? You would have disowned the family if they're your brothers, you nitwit.
Listen, I want to give a little history lesson to you Eagle fans out there.
I don't want history. I want now.
70s,
you can't worry about yesterday, because yesterday's done. You
just
worry about
listen.
Now and in the future. Okay,
the
right
they
now, right now. Hey, genius, right now, you dope, what are the Cowboys doing? Loser.
They're having a tough season because of the injuries. They're having
Because it's not because they're mismanaged, not because the quarterback sucks. Oh, okay. All
right,
great.
Right, and Trey was right. You guys are just going to get another flag to put at the sink. I'm sorry, the link. It's just another flag. Oh, NFC East champs. Look at us. Oh, by the way, spend a fortune to go see the Eagles, even though we're just going to get another little flag. To
well,
put
I mean, it's just, it's not like NBA prices. NBA is disgusting. The
well,
NBA
yeah,
prices.
But idiot Sixer fans go down there. They go down
well,
there.
Well, yeah, they are idiot. If they're still on board with that team, if they go to games anymore, they ought to be checked. They ought to be checked for insanity.
A Sixers season ticket holder, please call in and tell us why. Why? You
well, they're
that
stuck,
money.
And the Sixers won't give you the money back.
All right, I have one question.
But a lot of season ticket holders have bailed out, but not enough. But go ahead.
People like
what did you call about, you dope?
I have a question for you. I have a question. Let's just say that you have billions of dollars. Billions, which thankfully you don't. But if you had a choice between buying the Cowboys
money
or buying the Sixers, well, who would you buy?
What do you mean? If I had billions of dollars, who would I buy?
And you could buy either the Dallas Cowboys or you could buy the 76ers. Which team would you buy?
Yeah, but that's you can't. That's ridiculous. You'd rather buy an NFL team than an NBA team. So that's
why would
that is an asinine, stupid comment. That just shows that you how ridiculous Cowboys fans are. No, it's ridiculous. That's stupid. Because anybody would buy an NFL team over an NBA team.
Why would you?
Because it's got more value than
you
are. You know what? You know you are beyond a dope. You are beyond a dope. Beyond the dope.
Ten. Can you do that?
Hey, let
can
me
you
tell
count?
You something. You better count? Carry my bag. You
I
better
will.
Carry. And you were late last week to get my bag. If you're late
ten.
This week, you're done. You're barred from
your
WIP.
Fingers. Look at your fingers and your toes and count to ten, okay?
You know
ten
what?
Muffin.
10, 9, 8, 76ers. Get lost. Dope. That's good. Let's go to Jeff. And by the way, Mark, I should mention, it's a different time just today. Mark Lawrence will be coming up in a few minutes to talk about this weekend in college football and the pros. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
No problem, Howard. Hey, by the way, Howard, I want to let you know that I'm down here in Asheville, North Carolina. We went through the hurricane, and it was amazing for me to finally just get a little voice and to hear you guys, okay? And that was an amazing thing when I woke up on a Saturday, and I was like, I can get
Hey, you know what? I'm just trying to teach. I'm trying to teach.
Howard, you know, and Howard, here's the thing. And as we went through it, and I was listening to it, you're right.
About everything.
Daryl Morey is a dope. It was unbelievable.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud. Fraud identifies. He's a con man and a fraud. That's what he is.
Howard, I came out the worst.
He's not respected by most NBA executives. He's not respected.
Howard, I came out of the most biblical hurricane. And all I waited for was to listen to WIP while I was down here. And it came on, right? It came on. And then you were just telling
magically
the truth. It's just telling the truth.
Well, I always have tried.
Joel Embiid, nobody is listening, right? So we were all through 2001, right? So we saw the steal, the love, the Sixers. That love is not there anymore.
Oh,
nobody
it's awful.
Cares. Nobody it's, cares.
I can't nobody. Believe that people actually walk into the building. The Sixers got a sale on tickets. That's because when they put them on the ticket sites, they can't get 3 cents for them. They have to give them away.
You have your guy across the street who's trying to reinvent his, you know, career. Nobody cares.
Well, I don't
Nobody
know.
Gives a crap about the Sixers anymore.
I know.
And it's because of Joel Embiid, and it's because of them.
Yeah,
the
Joel Embiid is...
And now we're trying to get the young guy...
And you know what? When Daryl Morey... And let me just add this. When Daryl Morey signed him to a 3-year extension, it was a death knell for this organization.
Are you kidding me? It was even worse to begin with.
And then he signs Paul George to a 4-year max contract.
Oh, my God, he can't walk.
I know. Well,
Come
Paul
on,
George takes games
Howard.
Off, too, and I don't know enough about Paul George, but they
Howard,
are.
I want to tell you, live from Asheville, North Carolina, we're going through all this stuff. We're listening, and I appreciate you, my friend.
All right. Okay. Hey, say hello to all my friends in Asheville, North Carolina. It'll take you about 4 seconds.
All right,
seconds.
My buddy. All right.
See you later. You know what? I bet you I do know somebody in Asheville, North Carolina, but I'm not sure. All right. Different time this week, but only this week. Mark Lawrence joins us. Take a look at the weekend football. Mark, we're praising the 76ers for the wonderful organization that they have. Joel Embiid is a stiff now. He's a bad guy. He's a me guy. They have a general manager who is a total fraud and a con man. And other than that, everything's great with the 76ers. So.
Yeah, because they're off a win. Is that why I heard
it? Yeah, but now they'll go 2 weeks without another. The organization is a total farce. It's a total farce. It's the worst. And you obviously have never lived in Philadelphia. It's the worst professional sports organization in my lifetime in Philadelphia. The worst ownership. The worst. So,
sorry to see how far they've fallen because, you know, they always were a good basketball team. I don't know about the organization.
They were.
But that's a shame. That's a shame.
Yeah, it's sad. All right. So, the weekend of football, we got. Actually, not a lot of great college games, but there's some good ones out there. So let's first take a look at college football, and who do you like?
Well, this is the key week in college football, this week and next, where teams can either make a bowl-eligible position or have already attained one, and we want to play against them. So we're going to do one of each. We're going to play on a team who needs a win in the worst of way to become bowl-eligible. And that's going to be the Houston Cougars, and they're taking 7.5 points against Baylor. And what we've got here in Baylor is a team who comes off of 4 consecutive revenge wins in a row.
Wow.
They are already bowl eligible, is Baylor. This is Willie Fritz's first year with the Houston Cougars, a well-respected head coach, and I think they're going to play their hearts out for him. I look for them to pull the upset over Baylor here. I like Houston plus the 7.5.
Okay, who else do you like? That's an interesting situation.
We're going to fade Alabama here and use Oklahoma, who needs a win in the worst of ways. They have the second longest college football bowl streak in the nation, 24 years in a row, second in the nation, only to Georgia. It's a football team that needs the win in the worst of way in this particular contest here. And you don't find this football team taking 14 points at home too many times. If they don't win this game, I think they can at least keep this close here. And I think Alabama's a tad overrated from what they've been before. They've got Auburn up next week, the big, huge rival. We'll play Oklahoma plus the 14.
You know, that's interesting, too. But Alabama, if they lose, they'd be out of the playoff thing, wouldn't they? If that loss could hurt.
That throws a wrinkle onto a lot of games here in the approach that you take to it. But, you know, the fact of the matter is you still have to play the game. And Alabama, I still think, is a little tad overrated here. Not quite the Alabama teams in the past.
You know, Vanderbilt seems to have sought its level. They were beaten up on good teams, but LSU's coming off, I think, two straight losses. Why are they 7.5 points? Is the line telling me something?
Why is LSU only 7.5 points? Is what you're
saying?
Well,
no. Why are they even? I mean, Vanderbilt's played well up until.
Oh, okay, I've got you for the way they played because history would say why is Alabama or I'm sorry Vanderbilt only getting 7.5?
Yeah, right.
But they have played well. And LSU has really underperformed here. I would see Brian Kelly maybe looking for a new job here real soon. Three losses in a row, my goodness, no excuse. It's a tough game for me. Alabama or Vanderbilt does, I keep on to see Alabama. The one thing Vanderbilt has done this year is they've upset more teams as an underdog than any team in college football has this year.
Okay.
So they pull the rug on a lot of people here. I just don't know if they're going to catch LSU in a surprise here because LSU's off three losses in a row. It's a tough game for me.
Yeah, and just LSU's got to, I mean, they got to be better. Got to be better. So, all right, now let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like in the pros?
Pro football, I'm going to use two underdogs that are coming off of bye weeks last week, and one of them is in a great situation, and they're both hard to like. But that's what we've got on this NFL card this week, Howard. Hard to like teams because only one game pairs up two winning teams in the same game. That's the Monday night, or everything else is garbage on the Sunday football card. We're going to play the first game. We're going to play Carolina plus 11 against Kansas City. And you've got a bubble burst situation hitting here for the Chiefs after having their perfect season just ruined. But you've also got this is the best of the teams that are coming off a bye is when they're an underdog of 6 or more points. They've been money in the bank. They're embarrassed off the bye. Time to get ready, and the other team always plays down to their level. I have Carolina plus the points here in this football game. I'm sure Kansas City is not going to come with everything they've got in this football game. I think Carolina will also make Kansas City waltz with them. Carolina plus the 11 here.
Who else do you like?
The guy's the New York Giants who made the big change here, shook everything up here. I like them plus the 6 in this contest here this week against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's leaking oil right now defensively, or statistically, they're getting outstated a lot here lately here. And when you see these changes like we're going to see here, Tommy Cutlett now taking over at quarterback for the New York Giants here, that's always a good sign for a team when there's a quarterback change for a team in disarray. Yeah. I think the Giants are going to win this football game and take Tampa out straight up. Again, another week of rest dog taking 6 or more points and give me the New York Giants.
It's kind of sick, but I like the Giants too because of the quarterback change. Yeah,
exactly.
It is really sick when you really have to take the Giants. You know, the Green Bay Packers, I think the line jumped 3 points without Purdy. You know, I'm not sure Purdy is worth 3 points because it's San Francisco. And I don't think the Packers are all that good. Do you have an opinion on that game?
Well, I liked San Francisco in the football game because they're in a real rare underdog role. You don't find them underdogs too many times anymore. And there are a couple other injuries other than Purdy in the football game. But Green Bay does have that revenge chip on their shoulder from the playoffs last year.
Right.
I think that's packed into the line. But I'm with you. I think San Francisco is a hungrier football team here as an underdog, and I think they'll find a way to get the job done. I believe they'll upset Green Bay in this game.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, the I don't know that – because it's not the quarterback that usually wins the game for 49ers.
All he is a game manager, Purdy. That's
right.
All he does.
Right. Yeah, and then Shanahan will make sure the quarterback now will be a game manager. All right, the Eagles, which is a tough game. Do you like a side there?
Yeah, I like the Rams' side of the football game here, Howard, and it's basically largely playing against the Eagles for all of their success that they've had. And when I'm saying all of their success, that's weighed against the Vegas line. They've won so impressively, they've beaten the point spread by too many points consecutively running here, and that catches up with football teams here in a situation like this. I just don't know if they should be favored in a football game like this. And they've struggled, the Eagles have, against teams out of the NFC West. They've lost the money six of the last seven times they played. I think this game comes down to who scores last, and if it does, I have to play the Rams plus the points.
Okay, you know, what? The Monday night game's getting a lot of hype because it's the brothers coaching against each other. I actually kind of like the Ravens, and I don't know, just because they're favored. I know the Chargers have played really well this year. And the Ravens are coming off a loss, and then they got the Eagles next week. That's a bad spot. A bad spot to lose a game. I think they'll put everything into this game. Do you like a side in that game?
I kind of like a little bit the other side here, the Charger side of the game. It's the Harbaugh Bowl, yes, and yeah. It's Jim who took the loss to John in the Super Bowl. You know, that doesn't set well for brothers in a sense like that. And Baltimore is coming off losses here, but they're. Their defense, Howard, is not a premier Super Bowl type defense.
No,
they're worst
not.
In the league in passing defense. I think the Chargers can exploit this here. This is a game I think Jim Harbaugh lives for. I'm going to back the Chargers in this football game.
Okay. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the internet at playbooksports.com. And next week we'll do it again in our regular time at about 9:40. Mark, you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later.
Sounds great, Howard. Have a good, safe trip. Thank you, then.
All right. Take care. Yep. Be going to L.A. shortly. You know, there was, you know what? I'll give him his time because he needs to get up to being worth 2 cents right now. It's only at a penny. Chuck from Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
What up, Howard? What's going on?
You tell me.
Hey, man, it's Saturday. You know what I mean? That's why I'm chilling. You know what I mean? I just wanted to call in and say, listen, the Sixers is a better team without Joel Embiid, okay? And I'll tell you the reason why. Joel Embiid brings this team down.
He's not a leader. He's out, and now it's out in the open that he's all about himself and not about the team. And that, you know, if he left, I don't think the players would care. But you can't get rid of him because you gave him that contract. I mean, it's Daryl Morey. I can't say enough negative things about a guy that is just a total con man and a fraud. I just don't get it. He's just such a loser. Oh, he won a lot of games in the NBA because he got lucky. He got James Harden when nobody else had cap room. Well, he created that cap room. I mean, stop. Stop. Stop.
Well, your son, that moron down there, the afternoon show, said he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He said Daryl Morey's a Hall of Famer.
Well, I can't call my son a moron, but he is out of touch more than a little bit when it comes to the Sixers.
Well, you can't call him a moron, but I can. Because my thing is this, right?
What did he guys, did he kick you off the air there, Chuck?
Well, no one kicks me nowhere, Howard. I go where I want to go when I want to go. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I do what I want to do. I don't have to, you know what I mean? I don't call, I do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I do what I do.
Yeah.
Do what's best for me. But that's neither here nor there right now. I'm talking about the Sixers getting better. You know what? I don't even want to talk about the Sixers no more. Everybody should boycott that team. Because Joel Embiid stinks. Okay? He's a loser.
So you're done with Joel Embiid. You're done with him.
Howard, I've been done with him. I've been done with Joel Embiid since 2019, 2018. I've been calling for him to get traded then. You know what I mean?
Well, it's too late now. Now you can't get anything for him. You can't get anything for him.
Yeah, but yes, you can. You can get out of it. Just got to take less. You can get out of it.
No. His contract almost makes it impossible to trade him. $62.5 million a year. For this year and four more. Are you kidding me? You can't get rid of him. And he's hurt. And he's always going to be hurt.
Well, see, the NBA works like this, Howard.
You're going to tell me how it works now. Okay, good.
Yeah. When a player requests a trade out and he beats the drum, say, he wants out of the city.
But nobody wants to take him. You can't give him away.
Yeah, well, listen.
You couldn't get a second-round pick for him now.
Well, here's the thing, right? you know, these guys get paid a lot of money. If Daryl Morey wanted to make a trade point, it happened. He don't want to make a trade point, so that's why he's not going to.
Oh, okay.
But if he requests a trade out, that's our best hope. Because now it's the players. He's not, you know, he's a disgruntled player.
His comfort level is too easy here. Any other coach would kick him in the rear end and say,
"You're not doing it." I would have let him go for the Miami, but listen. You know,
he ain't going to Miami. Oh, Spoelstra and Pat Riley don't want Joel Embiid. What are you kidding me?
He loved Butler.
They have more than half a brain.
Yeah, he loved Jimmy Butler so much. Jimmy Butler's his
So top. What? Jimmy Butler's going to be gone soon anyway from Miami.
Yeah, well, he can't keep Jimmy
Stop.
Butler out
Chuck, you're out of touch been, there, Chuck. I hate to break the news
Jimmy
to you.
Butler.
You're out of touch. You're out of touch. Yeah, he ain't going to Miami.
I'm not out of touch at all. This guy.
You still haven't gotten the 2 cents because you can't give me your 2 cents worth because it's only a penny right now.
Nah. I got a lot going on right now. Listen, let me tell you something though about the Eagles, right? This team right now, you know what I mean, Howard, you're going to see it tomorrow. If the quarterback can play better tomorrow, we smoke the Rams. You hear what I'm saying? The defense.
Okay.
Is the best.
Well, everybody hopes that's the
right
case.
Now. Secondary, the best secondary in football right now.
Well, we'll
you
see.
The
I mean, it's, I think it's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be a hell of a game.
Well, but if Jalen Hurts can play better, you know what I'm saying, and start hitting.
I know what you're saying, Chuck. You told me.
You know,
that.
This guy can. You know, this team can be where they need to be. You know what I mean? Because I tell you,
well,
Detroit's going to be.
They got to win the NFC East. They got to win the NFC East, which I think they'll do.
Yeah,
hey,
Chuck. Detroit's going to win. Detroit's going to beat Detroit.
Okay.
Everybody remember that.
Okay.
They're going to beat Detroit.
Thanks,
Chuck.
I
mean, if they're losing franchise,
hey, Chuck.
And Jared
Chuck.
Goff stinks.
Can
Jared
you have
Goff
a
stinks.
Chuck? Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Howard.
All right, get it up to 2 cents, Chuck. 215-592-9494. Oh, I see. There's somebody on there that still believes that the process was a success. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. They haven't made it past the second round. They got nothing left. They got nothing left. It's just, it was a total, an absolute failure. Hey, by the way, for those people that are going to the Sixers game tomorrow, it's going to conflict with the Eagles game. Don't bother. I don't care if you paid $3,000 a ticket. Don't bother. You're saving yourself aggravation. No Paul George, no Joel Embiid. Forget it. It's just bail out. It just, the fact that you even have tickets that you paid for, I feel bad for you. I really do feel bad. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll come back and talk about what take. We'll get to the callers, get to the guy that still believed the process was a success. Boy, I can't wait to tune this guy up. And, you know, the other callers as well. Time now here at the Borgata at the Sportsbook is 9:26. 94 WIP. I found out I do know somebody. Can you believe that? I do know somebody in Asheville, North Carolina. Andy Mosseri, who is partially a season ticket holder for the Sixers, but luckily being in Asheville, he doesn't have to go. And he doesn't have to watch him. He doesn't have to watch him either because they suck. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on WIP. Yeah, Matt, in Old City. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Howard. How you doing? Good morning.
Oh, I'm wonderful, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Howard, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. You know, I'm like 30 years old or so. I heard you on the radio for...
Yeah, you're a little younger than I am.
Yeah, I'd say so. But I wanted to say this for a number of years, Howard. You are a dope. You hear that? You are a dope.
Okay, all right.
The process was a success.
It was, huh? Okay, so how did that work? We're going to address that.
No,
Matt, we're going to address it. We're going to address it. I'm going to hang up on your rear end. All right? Tell me why the process was a success. What did they gain out of it? Past the second? No, they didn't get past the second round. All right? They have players that will help them win a championship. No, they won't have players that will help them win a championship. So what do they have?
My argument, Howard, is that the process in itself was a success. They gained enough assets be able to make a winning move.
Every time I hear assets, use the first three letters of those words and add an S. Well, I guess there's two S in assets. Take the first three letters and put it on your forehead. All right? Because that's what you are, believing in the process. All right? And keep it there forever. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning. I mean, just take that process and see how many world championships.
Assets. So, you know what?
Big deal, right?
Well, you know, first of all, Scam Hinkie didn't do squat. He drafted Michael Carter Williams, who sucked. He traded for Nerlens Noel, who sucked with this team. You know, there's so many things that he did. What did he do? What did he do? It's a joke.
I mean, history will show that those number one draft picks, they're not all going to play out. So
I know,
you may have 10 of them, but if only one hits, and that's Embiid, where are we today, right?
You know where teams find players after the number one pick? You find picks like 5 to 15, you know, early second round. That's where you find – that's where you got to use your skill if you know what you're doing. And Scam Hinkie didn't – it was a Ponzi scheme. It was ping pong balls. It was a joke.
Old-fashioned team building, Howard. You're exactly right on that. Now, I got a question for you and a quick baseball comment. When does the town stop caring about the Sixers? Are we at that point now?
You know, I guess we're close, but here's the Kool-Aid drinkers. There's still a bunch of Kool-Aid drinkers out there that still want to hope. But I can't believe that people – even have any interest in going to the games. It's bad enough you bought the tickets and you can't get your money back because what the Sixers have committed is consumer fraud. You know, and Chuck, let me just, while it's on my mind, consumer fraud. All right. Yesterday afternoon, the Sixers announced that Joel Embiid was questionable. All right. Last night, they said he was out, and then they fed a story to Shams that he had swelling in his knee. Well, how did they know he had swelling in his knee if he didn't show up to the arena, which was reported that he didn't show up to the arena? So that was a lie. That's consumer fraud. They had people kind of believing, well, you know, you'll get the tickets on the ticket sites for a song and a dance, and, you know, maybe Embiid will play. No. Consumer fraud.
I think you should file that class action just to be able to say you did it. Listen, on the baseball front, there's been a change the last 3 or 4 years. I used to say good hitting beats good pitching. How could you say that? That's ridiculous. So you look at the Dodgers, and they're 7 ERA to start the World Series. They can't win. They don't have any starting pitching. They won. You look at the Texas Rangers the year before, and they're 6.5 ERA, and they win. They need elite offense. They got to get a player that when they get the postseason, they can pencil that guy's OPS in to produce. And they don't have enough of this right now, Harry. They don't have enough elite offensive run producers.
No, well, they don't have a lot of things. They don't have men that get on base because they don't care about strikeouts anymore. They don't utilize the speed, and they do have some guys with speed. They don't utilize the speed they have because Schwarber shouldn't be leading off. And when you can't generate runs without home runs, you're in trouble in the playoffs, and that's exactly what's happened. They're in trouble in the playoffs. You can't generate runs without home runs. It's unbelievable. Well, the other teams, the Dodgers didn't just hit home runs. They got guys on base.
But they had 27 of them. And the Rangers last year had 26 of them. And the Braves before that. So the team.
They still used their speed.
It's a combination. Exactly. Yeah. It's not one thing. It's obviously a combination. And you got to hit when there's a man on second base and two outs.
Yep.
Somebody's got to have run production.
Yep.
But anyway, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for getting me on.
All right. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, Chuck. Take care. 215-592-9494. You know, when I love when people defend the process and say, well, he left them with assets. Give me a break. I mean, it's such a joke. It's such a joke. Sam Hinkie, Well, I'll tell you, Sam Hinkie learned under Daryl Morey. What does it say? The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, or what's that saying? Is that the saying, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree? Yeah, they're rotten fruit, both of them. Rotten fruit. We'll get back to the callers. I still want, how many people still believe in Joel Embiid? Nada one moron still believed in Joel Embiid. How can you? The guy, we now know, and something I've been trying to tell you, he only cares about himself. And he'll be hurt for the rest of this long contractual career that fraud and con man Daryl Morey gave him. How about the two contracts? Joel Embiid, $62.5 million a year for the next five, and Paul George, 4 years at a max contract. And Paul George might be able to play, but they didn't want him in Los Angeles with the Clippers. All right, we'll get back to the phones. Time now here at the Borgata is 9:40, and the Borgata, a terrific place. Not just great, fun, exciting. The restaurants are sensational. And whenever I stop in and say hi, and I'll eat there occasionally each week, they're terrific. Absolutely terrific. You have exciting bars, live music, big name entertainment, spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The poker room, always full when I pass by it, open 7 days a week. You know, in the spa, it's the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The award-winning spa is sensational. So you can start, and you're not that far away, start planning your getaway today. For more information, you can check them out, theborgata.com, for more details. WIP. Oh, we'll just get some other fine opinions. The Eagles play tomorrow, which normally would be a big game until Joel Embiid went Joel Embiid, which he was always this way, but now we know it. I guess Joel Embiid is in the search for the guy that kind of gave the information out to the media of what happened in that meeting. He wants to find him. He's not the problem. Remember, him being late all the time, him being about himself all the time, him being lazy, it's not about that. It's about the guy that let the people know what Maxey aired him out about in the meeting. Maxey's the best player on the team, and I've been saying that. Maybe not the most talented, but he does everything you want a player to do. Everything. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. How you doing?
I'm great. I've never had a bad day in my life, unlike the Sixers fans.
The process before has been a total failure. But can I tell you why I still believe in the process?
Go ahead.
All right. In the draft, he drafted Jared McCain. He's playing tremendous right now. Right now, he has equivalent numbers than what Michael Jordan had in his rookie season.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, stop. 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 You're putting McCain into the same sentence with Michael Jordan. I'm done. To put McCain in the same breath with Michael Jordan, you are ridiculously illusional. Does that make sense? You're delusional.
And this offseason, I agreed with Daryl Morey did. It was either Paul George or Tobias Harris. I'd rather have Paul George.
You didn't want to. You don't sign Paul George to a 4-year max contract.
But who else was available?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So you're stuck with a guy for 4 years. Boy, you are a Sean. I hate to break the news to you. Let me spell it for you. This is, you can put this on your forehead. D-O-P-E. All right. Do you know? You know what? He believed in the process, so I don't know if he knew. I should have actually said what that word was, because I don't know if he knew that by the spelling. Dominic, you're on WIP.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm just great.
Listen, I heard all the people saying what they're saying. You're not no dope or whatever they're saying, but you know what? I would have stick with Tobias Harris over Paul George, because number one, he stayed injured. Number two, I told my brother this years ago, That damn Joel Embiid, they should have traded him for that contract.
Well, I've said it, you know, and people called me a hater. So, you know, you can kiss my rear end now.
He has a degenerative knee that will never be right. People don't get that. He's too big, 275 pounds with that knee problem. Ask Greg Oden about it.
Well, he's going to have a bad knee for – that's why – why did Daryl Morey sign him to an extension?
I don't know. I mean, I never –
because he's an idiot. That's why.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But he has a knee. My brother said, bro, you're crazy.
Yeah, well, I have two knees. So how's that work out?
No, what I mean is he has a knee problem. It's never going to be –
yeah, I know that. I know that. We all knew that.
That's why I went and gave him that extension, and they should have been got rid of him before that extension.
Well, it's too late now. You can't give
absolutely.
Him away now.
Yeah, and it sucks. Yeah,
it really absolutely. Does. Hey, thanks for the call, Dominic. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to be quick and brief and to the point.
Okay.
There are four dopes in this whole Embiid process.
Go ahead.
The first one and the biggest one is Josh Harris.
Yeah, he's really – all he cares about is making money. He doesn't care about – he doesn't have the passion for the Sixers to win. He only has the passion to make money.
And that's it. And that's horrible. The second one is that buffoon Daryl Morey. Him
yep.
and Embiid. And Embiid is the third one because all he's doing is collecting a check just like Daryl Morey and Josh Harris.
But he's not a dope because he was smart enough to get away with this for years and people kissed his rear end. Oh, Joel, we love Joel. We love you, Joel. Love him for what? You know, he wasted his talent even though he was injured. He wasted his talent because he was all about himself. He came in out of shape. He came in out of shape every year. This year. I love when he said this year. Well, you know, the first day that the media got into camp. Yeah, I lost 25 to 30 pounds. Hey, that was a lie because you just had a physical when you come into camp. You know exactly what you lost or if you lost it. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, and people just suck all this nonsense up. The media has to start calling him out, long before this.
I was out on Embiid when he quit in Boston 2 or 3 years ago. This guy is a quitter. He's not a guy who really wants to get in there.
Never going
to
win. Well, now you know you're never going to win with him. No, now you know you're not.
The fourth dope, Howard, unfortunately, is his son. Because I kept telling him that this dude does not want to play. He is all about money. All he wants to do is collect a paycheck. And now that he has an extension, what kind of driving
him? You know, my son has kind of turned on Embiid a little bit, but he hasn't gone all the way on the team. He kind of, every once in a while, he backs off, but he's turned on. He realizes what Embiid is, but he doesn't realize what the team is. That's bad parenting, so I'm responsible for that. Really. I mean, I should have done a better job. I thought I did, but apparently I didn't. Joe, you're on WIP.
Mr. Eskin, good morning. I hope your family is happy, safe, and well as you.
Yep.
The reason I'm calling you, sir, is I was inquiring about the 76th place. What I'm saying is
the new arena that the city council has been bribed. I mean, they've gotten donations from the Sixers. Call it what you want. The Sixers have made sizable donations to the Philadelphia City Council and the mayor and to try to get them to approve the arena, which would be a financial disaster. It would be an infrastructure disaster. It would be a building that would screw up Jefferson Station. SEPTA's already said that they're not spending more money to add more trains, so people aren't taking public transportation. There is nothing except Sixers gaining an advantage to have the team worth more money with their own arena. Nothing makes sense about that arena in downtown Philadelphia. Nothing.
In that sense... So if nobody's going to the game, so you're telling me they're going to make a building that no one's going to go to because it's a total losing organization?
Yeah, but it's 9 years away. But the reality is they don't care. The Sixers, here's the bottom line here. The Sixers, Josh Harris, you know, all he cares about is money. As soon as the first brick is laid or the first structure is put in with that building, he's selling the team because now the team's worth more money. And there's always a rich guy who even knows that it's not going to generate enough revenue once they get it, but he wants, you know, the ego for rich people is, oh, I can own an NBA franchise. So, right. You know, and that's what he's going to do. Josh Harris, mark my words, I bet anybody, anything, he will not own the team when that new building finally opens, wherever it may be.
That's very interesting. May I ask another question, sir?
Yes.
The question is that I hear your listeners, someone from New York and Dallas, and they back their team, and rightfully so. But if they're, why are they calling you? I mean, not this ain't a disrespect to you, but are they just trying to hear their own voice, or am I missing something?
Well, but Cowboys fans are delusional. The guy from New York,
I
don't know. Well, you're talking about two cities that don't understand because they don't have nothing. They don't have anything to show for it.
Well,
really.
You're no kidding, because Jerry Jones sounds incoherent on everything he says in recent days.
Well,
I mean, Stephen A. Smith says he goes, "I'm worried about the man."
Well, I don't pay attention to what Screaming A. Smith says anyway.
No, I understand that, but I'm just, these are just curiosity questions.
I know. Hey, you know what? It's part of the game. We're heard all over the world, actually. I've gotten calls from all over the world, so that's it.
No,
hey,
Joe,
let me run because I want to let Rob Ellis and I guess Mike Sielski's on him.
Well, I appreciate you taking the call, sir, and God bless you and your family.
Yeah, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. How do I get out of this? There we go. All right. So, well, what a day. All right, Eagles play tomorrow. Sixers play tomorrow. But who gives a damn? I don't care about the rest of their season. that is such a disgrace. That whole situation is a disgrace. But the Eagles are not. It's a big game tomorrow. I apologize for not talking about the Eagles enough, but people wanted to talk about the losers. And there's many of them with the 76ers. But Rob Ellis and Mike Sielski are next, and they'll take you through the morning into the afternoon. I'm on my way to go to L.A. Hopefully, well, it'll be a good game. And we'll see. It's kind of interesting. We'll see what happens. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Caleb, why do I pronounce your last name for me? So,
Flieger.
All right. See, you haven't been with me for a few weeks. Flieger. Caleb Flieger here at the Borgata. Thanks to the Borgata. And back at the studio, Luke Nichols. A hell of a job. And if you missed the show, and, shame on you if you did, I will podcast it. I'll put it up on Twitter and Facebook, and it will be podcast on our website. Everybody, have a happy Thanksgiving and a great weekend. The time now. And thanks to the Borgata, as always, is now 9:58.